You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk. And now here are your hosts for today, Hunter Hawes and Eric Nelson.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson, here for your miracle lays with the muchachos.
Hey.
Yes, and we're in the thick of things here of the summer in the Twin Cities. Very, very hot. Heat waves, storms are brewing, tornadoes happened this weekend, and we got some more crazy weather on the way. We got some potential storms tonight, and just overall warm temperatures to get through the entire week. So, yeah, we're in July.
Dog days.
Dog days of summer. And interesting, I missed the exact day that this occurred, but sometime in July marked my 2 years of working for AM 950. So I started back in the summer of 2017, and yeah, amazing. Grown so much here at the company. Incredibly grateful for the opportunity and being a part of this, and just being able to grow within. And initially, I was only hired to do one weekend shift every third weekend. So that wasn't very many hours. And quickly, just things happened here. And there were shakeups. And all of a sudden, after a few months, I had my own office. So never had my own office before in my life.
You want to hear some good summer trivia?
Sure.
I just looked up dog days because I wasn't sure exactly what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it refers to the star system of Sirius being directly overhead from the Greek and Roman astrology.
And then what?
And it refers to July 12th to August 20th. Which apparently, it coincides with, you know, the dog astrological symbol.
Huh. Oh, that's fascinating.
I always thought it was just because dogs get really hot.
Yeah. Panting.
They pant a lot.
Panting
yeah.
is that's a good assumed. Representation of summer. Yeah. So very good, Eric. Very interesting. Yes, we are in the thick of things. And I've mentioned before that I'm struggling right now. Heat and Hunter don't mix well. I'm kind of a wimp when it comes to warm temperatures and humidity, just because of a heat stroke I had when I was a child, less than 1 year old. I almost died, actually. And since then, I'm a weakling in the heat. So I haven't been doing too well in these hot days. Very slow days of summer. I love summer evenings, though. Nice and cool. You can sometimes even put a long sleeve shirt on. So, yeah, we're in it, baby. But we got a lot going on here in Minnesota, a lot going on across the country. Yesterday, we spent the entire show talking about race and racism in America. And really, that just stemmed out of listening to Matt's show and hearing some of the callers there. I decided to touch on it. And then the entire hour, we stayed on that topic. And we got a couple people who left messages. People were upset about what Randy from Coon Rapids said. He was downplaying Trump's message to Ilhan Omar and the other progressive women in Congress, freshman congresspeople. And eventually, though, throughout our discussion of me and Randy talking about that tweet specifically, he did understand and admit that it was problematic to a certain degree. His bone of contention was mostly, though, that everyone just calls Trump a racist or just throws the term around too much. And I do agree with that to a certain degree as well.
Yeah, but sometimes that happens. In this instance,
no, I know,
that is
I know.
Not the case.
And that wasn't what I was saying, that this instance was one of those. It was ridiculous. But it is a big issue that throwing around the term racism, calling people that really backs people into a corner. And the way that racism operates today in modern America at just the present time is a hidden racism. It's not out in the open. It's not blatant like it had been in the past because people don't want to be perceived as racist.
They don't even perceive it themselves as being racist.
No, so
the racist is a bad person. They're not bad people.
So my only point in all of that is we need to just take a look at how we talk about this and how we throw out the term because you're going to get people backing into a corner, feeling condemned, feeling just criticized, condemned, and be against you because of that. So I welcome the conversation to occur. So if you want to talk about that or if you didn't get a chance to get on air yesterday because we had a lot of voicemails, give us a call at 952-946-6205. But yes, a lot going on here in Minnesota. A lot politically. What do I want to start with, though? There's with the race going on, I guess one thing that I would appreciate if a couple listeners felt inclined to do this, write an email to comment@am950radio.com. If you have been tuning in and have heard some of my coverage of the opioid epidemic and have just a sentence or two, no more than a paragraph, just saying positive things about how I have covered the opioid epidemic, the opioid stewardship, and the $20 million annually the pharmaceutical industry will be paying to combat the opioid epidemic here in Minnesota, because I'm applying for that council, actually. So I'm trying to gather up some recommendations. So listeners would be a good thing to include because my position is kind of a unique one, being able to broadcast on this. And if I was a member of the council, I'd be able to keep people informed of what was going on in a way that most people don't have access to. So I'd love to hear from you if you've got any positive things to say. Again, comment@am950radio.com. Appreciate it. But we got phone calls already. Let's go to Jeff in Minneapolis. Jeff, it's good to have you.
Hunter, I just wanted to say that I think you are probably one of the best mediators when it comes to conservatives that listen to this radio program like Randy. And you have a very well, you know, personality in terms of letting both sides of the party kind of state their case. And I actually think it's refreshing that, obviously Randy's conservative and he listens to the program and you give him airtime. But I just wanted to make a brief comment from my observation from yesterday. I did take the time today to kind of look up racism and the definition of it. And among the many things that racism can be, when you antagonize another group of people, that is considered racism, and I think that's all that Trump was doing. It was trying to antagonize these three ladies of color.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I did call up Omar. She's actually my congresswoman, and I did call her office today and say that I support her 100%, and I truly do. I think this is what we need in this country is various perspectives of opinions and not the hatred. And I'll hang up and listen to your response.
All right, Jeff. Appreciate that call a lot, actually. And I have the same opinion of that statement specifically and how it was handled, the problematic parts. As far as being able to moderate with conservatives, one is it's a duty of people like me, like Eric, people here at the station, because there aren't many independent media platforms in the entire country, and it's only getting more and more corporate. You're only going to hear the same type of rhetoric, the same news coverage that is all about ratings, profitability, rather than any sort of purpose, influence, thought. It's going the way of the dodo. It's not existing. Even the platforms like YouTube I've talked about are now going exclusive to corporate media. And there's only six companies that control over 95% of the media across the country. And it's getting smaller and smaller and more consolidation. So presenting kind of a different approach to talking to conservatives on a progressive talk station show. For me, it stems from I grew up with split custody, actually, and I went to school in Lakeville here in Minnesota, very affluent suburb, very white, and I lived the other half of the time with my mom in North Minneapolis and commuted to Lakeville for school. But during that time is really when I got engaged in politics. My mom was working at the state capitol, and I had George W. Bush as my president, and I watched us go to war, a war that I was opposed to from the get-go. It never made sense to me, and then with everything we know now, I think a lot of people regret how they felt about that Iraq invasion back in the early 2000s. But during that time, I started in high school the Young Democrats Club of Lakeville. Our school already had a large Young Republicans Club and no Young Democrats Club. So I started it. I was the only one. And shortly after I started the club, they had a school debate where the entire Young Republican team debated me on stage. And I am no Young Republican. I am a very scrappy kid. And held my own against them. But I talked to conservatives almost from the get-go of my political awareness. That was who I had discussions with. So I got really just used to being in that environment and trying to get to a point of understanding, trying to make some sort of progress. I don't know. I've just been in that scenario a lot. But I appreciate pointing that out. Let's go to Brenda and Carver, who wants to talk about yesterday's show. Brenda, it's good to have you.
Hi, Hunter. Yeah, yesterday I heard you handling Randy on the phone, and I think you did a good job of that. He definitely changed some of his views while he was on the line with you. And today, regarding this subject, were some things that I saw online that stand out to me. And the comments that Trump made about these four women going back to the countries that they came from fall under the EEOC and discrimination. And it is against the law. He broke the law by what he did in saying that they should go back to their own country.
Hmm. Wow. I'll have to look into that. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised, but it's out there, and it is true that is illegal. What he did is completely illegal, and I am all for, based on that and a number of other issues, you probably heard about Representative Green from Texas and his impeachment articles that he brought to the floor. I think no matter what Nancy Pelosi says, we have to move on this. We cannot sit back and allow him to continue to break the law in all ways, shapes, and forms and get by with it.
Well,
I mean, this just gives his base, you know, red meat.
Red meat,
and
yeah.
It's got to stop
and
before it really, truly harms actual people.
Yes. Thank you for the call, Brenda. And that is my biggest fear, is that someone ultimately gets hurt, gets shot, dies as a result of this just pouring gasoline on the fire of hatred, prejudice, people who are already wound up. That's what Trump does, is he gets people wound up. If you remember in the primaries, the campaign in 2016, that was the environment at those arenas. It was a lot of people who were angry, aggressive, and taking it out. And Trump was the visceral candidate to let you do that. It was like a WWE wrestling event, but in politics. And People were just loose, and that's dangerous. The way that the rhetoric is about this, the echo chambers like Fox News, and just perpetuating how these women are dangerous and terrorists. People, there are probably millions of people that think Ilhan Omar is an ISIS terrorist. Millions of people in America.
I don't think that's an exaggeration. You're probably correct about that.
And it's just because they fan the flames so often. And
but I think that there's something to be said about the anger and also not dismissing it, because I think that's a key to Trump's popularity. He just directed it in a way that was completely irresponsible and not around with the reality.
Absolutely. I am all about that way of looking at it, because people are voting for him. Way more people than we expected voted for Donald Trump, and there's reasons behind that. It's not that half of the country is hopelessly racist. It's that there are legitimate concerns that, for some reason, he is striking a nerve in people. He is resonating, and that is what we need to look at, diagnose why that's occurring, and how can we help these people? How can we get them out of a place of dark thoughts and prejudice and hatred and blaming groups of people, marginalized groups? How do we do that? The left needs to have a populist message of its own and connect with these people. Really, we've in the Democratic Party given up in rural areas across the entire country. Just given up. That used to be the strongest part of the Democratic Party, their entire base. And the Republican Party was concentrated in urban areas. And these parties had the same economic principles at that time they do today. So why is that occurring? Why are people voting against their own self-interest to such a large degree? And how can we change that? It's going to be a long process. And Bernie Sanders kind of puts it in a good light that if he gets elected, he's not going to be able to do anything on his own. It takes a movement. It takes people. Large groups of people are what change society to just unrecognizable, better outcomes. But that takes everyone and being active, engaging in these discussions, spreading influence, doing what we can with our skills, our just where we are at this present moment, how can we influence society? But with that, we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk to Gary in Minneapolis, one of my favorites. We'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Doug, Brett, and Hunter on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
We use technology every day to help manage our lives. Why not use it to help manage your medications? St. Paul Corner Drug offers several free tools to keep you on track while taking your medications. Use our mobile app to quickly order a refill, or the MedsOnQ application, which turns your smartphone or tablet into your very own personal medication attendant. Email and text messaging options let you know when your medication is ready for pickup, making efficient use of your time. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
It's Greek to Me is now open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Be sure to join them for lunch. With warmer weather upon us, their magnificent Grecian patio is open. It's Greek to Me is located on the corner of Lake and Lindale at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis, or at itsgreektomemn.com. In addition to free side street parking, there is metered cross street parking and a toll lot behind the restaurant along Garfield Avenue, as well as the Dulano's parking lot on Lake Street in Garfield.
Next time on Philosophy Talk, is postmodernism really to blame for post-truth?
Yeah, postmodernism made it respectable to deny sensible ideas, like truth and facts.
No, it didn't. It just said when you think about those ideas, you also have to think about power.
Yeah, but that's what led to today's alternative facts and fake news.
Oh, don't blame postmodernism for that.
Postmodernism and post-truth, next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk, every Sunday at 8 a.m. and again at 2 p.m. on AM 950.
Being a dog is awesome, except when you really gotta go, but you're stuck inside. That's why I had my human call the Urban Dog. Daily walks, field trips, play groups, one-on-one time, safe off-leash play, and pet sitting. I love being an Urban Dog.
The Urban Dog works with your schedule and can create a plan that fits your needs. The Urban Dog. Exercise, explore, socialize. Let the journey begin. Call 651-231-6333. That's 651-231-6333.
I'm Connie Burek, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion radio show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. Join us next week as we explore a two-part journey through addictions. We will be discussing some you may not have thought of as addictions, as well as what actually happens in your brain. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion radio show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
This is Hennepin County Sheriff Dave Hutchinson, and you're listening to Doug, Brent Hunter, and Eric on Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Hawes, Eric Nelson here for today's Miracle-A's with the Muchachos. Miracle-A's means Wednesday, and the Muchachos means the fellas of AM 950, Hunter and Eric. And if you're a fan of the fellas, tune in on Saturdays at 7 p.m. to Mission Accomplishers, me and Eric's hour-long program, uninterrupted, quite a spectacle. It's something.
Spectacle for your ears.
It's something.
An oral spectacle.
Check us out on YouTube. We're making animated videos for every episode. So help us out. Give us a like, subscribe, and sincerely get in touch with us because right now we take feedback and run with it. So you can have a lot of influence over this show. So reach out. We love it. Even if you hate us, we love that even more, actually. We've been told that we've ruined 100 years of radio tradition, and we are proud to keep on accomplishing missions like that, all in the same spirit that George W. Bush accomplished his mission. But let's go to Gary. He's been on hold for a while. Gary, it's always a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, I raised my voice really loud with my representatives. They all voted against a horrible Iraq invasion. Wellstone, Dayton, and Sable. And I was so proud of them. And what did Bush say? We were terrorists. He called. He said, "You're either with me or you're with the terrorists." Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
So you and me were called terrorists or with the terrorists by Bush. So these Republicans have been doing this kind of terrible rhetoric for a long time. And they built it up to what we got today, which is Trump, which is the ultimate. And remember Trump, endorsing, pretty much staying neutral or endorsing the white hate groups, the white supremacists down in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if that
good
ain't
people
racist,
on both
I don't
sides.
Know what it is. That woman got killed, that protester for civil rights and stuff and liberty. And then I'd just like to mention a few other things. They've been ridiculing us, large groups of the American people, usually people that can't defend themselves, homeless, and even Reagan did that, scapegoat with the homeless, and minority races, and gay people, and all kinds of people, women. And they've been doing that for years. So how do they figure we're the haters? We get angry and hateful at some of the stuff they're doing to America. I'd like to ask the listeners a question. How are we the haters? We hate what they're doing to our country. And then not to mention the economic reverse Robin Hood, the horrible cruelty of that they're doing to the American people. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I backed away from the microphone because I realized that that was a winner right there. That was a good soundbite that we got to break down. Here. We'll find that one later.
Sometimes Gary's just on point.
Yeah,
sometimes
awesome,
it meanders,
Gary.
And sometimes he's direct.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what he's going to say.
That was just an amazing little clip. But yesterday in the mail, I got a from the governor's office, a signed version of the opioid stewardship bill, the response to the opioid epidemic here in Minnesota, signed by Governor Walz, and pretty cool. I never had a bill before mailed to me. And I decided that I'm going to apply to be on this council. So again, it's a council of 19 people that will advise how to spend $20 million annually from the pharmaceutical industry to combat the opioid crisis here in Minnesota. And it's my feeling that Minnesota is one of the best positioned states to tackle this problem, as well as climate change. Minnesota is going to be a very sought-after place when we reach this dystopian future that's on the horizon, just because we're so stacked up well to handle climate problems, hopefully tackle this crisis, public health crisis, where it's overtaken all other causes of death in America for adults. It's moved past car accidents. It's the number one killer in America now. And that's not trending in the right direction. So Minnesota, with this bill, this council, one of the states that will lead on the issue. So those applications are due on Monday. So if you are someone who would fit one of the qualifications, which are listed at the on the Steve Rumler Hope Network's website, as well as one of the Minnesota committee websites, commissions on the Minnesota Commission's webpage. I don't know the URL off the top of my head, but if you're interested, take a look, apply, and give back. Do some civic engagement and civic service and help combat this problem. With my application for the council, I'm looking to submit some letters of recommendation or just statements of recommendation. And listeners, if you have enjoyed, learned anything from me over the past few months on the bill or the crisis, I'd appreciate if you just sent a short email, just a sentence or two is all you need, to comment at am950radio.com, and I'll include it with the application. But let's go to Rick in St. Louis Park. He's got some thoughts on the topic at hand. Rick.
Hello, Hunter. This is Rick. I met you at the Blue State Ball. We did that moment of silence thing together.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And something that we could do to unite Americans and make a difference and fix our country and our politics. I was inspired by doing a moment of silence with a lot of people in New York City and created a website called standupdaily.org that people could use to on a daily basis or whenever they get together with their friends or groups, stand up daily and do a moment of silence, you know, a people-powered thing. And then focus on a particular NAG of their choice. The NAG would be a National American Goal. So if you go to the website, standupdaily.org, you'll see these ideas, how people could take action and focus on these issues and hopefully fix our politics enough so that we can also address the climate change issue, which is the biggest issue that we face.
Absolutely. Thank you for the call. Great meeting you at the Blue State Ball as well. And actually, chance to meet me and Eric this weekend. We'll be at the Senate District 49 DFL picnic this Sunday at 2 p.m. I have to look where it is again, but I'll be speaking there about AM950's role in spreading progressive views and progressive ideas. And
I'll be eating there.
Eric will be eating, but we might record an episode while we're there. We're going to see what happens. But I saw pictures from last year, and they had like Tim Walz, Rebecca Otto, just a whole slew of who's who's in the DFL. So join us this weekend. That'll be a lot of fun. Eric, how are we on for breaks? I lost track of what.
You know what? I think we are on our third segment right now.
This is the third segment. Okay. Let's go to Julie in Minneapolis, who wants to talk about the racism from yesterday's show. Julie, it's good to have you.
Hi, you guys. A couple of quick things. Tomorrow at Sabathany at 38th and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar is doing a town hall on healthcare. The other thing I want to talk about is this ungodly racist tweet stuff going on. So for those of us who are old enough to remember Obama's speech on race in Philadelphia in 2008, I would suggest that all 36 or however many candidates in the primary we have put a policy on race and make it public. Pete Buttigieg has done some really good things to sort of melt down the racial divides. But I think it's time for every candidate who wants to become president to have a public statement on race in America. It might not be a healing thing, but it would be revealing as to their positions.
Oh, thank you for the call, Julie. And that is a wise thought. And
a good way to get a lot of answers that are all like, yeah, I like everybody.
Turns out we're in the second segment, so we're going to take a break and we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hi there. This is Alan Miller speaking, the local and studio curmudgeon. You're listening to, and wisely so, Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association and Powderhorn Park are thrilled to invite you to the Powderhorn Art Fair. Shop hundreds of local and regional artists on serene Powderhorn Lake. Taste foods from local food trucks and enjoy exploring the Powderhorn community. Considered the best regionally juried art fair for nearly three decades, it takes place right in South Minneapolis in picture-perfect Powderhorn Park. The Powderhorn Park Art Fair begins Saturday, August 3rd and runs through Sunday, August 4th. Join the fun from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The success of the art fair comes from Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association's long-standing collaboration with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, and a portion of the proceeds support youth programming at Powderhorn Park. There'll be over 200 artists, 20 food trucks, and great fun at Powderhorn Park. The Powderhorn Park Art Fair begins Saturday, August 3rd and runs through Sunday, August 4th. For more information on the art fair, go to ppna.org. That's ppna.org. Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Burger Mo's gorgeous patio is open for the season. Enjoy nightly happy hours, more than 60 beers on tap, and the weather while you watch your favorite game on the outdoor screen. And don't miss live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Offering 20 fresh, never-frozen burger varieties, Burger Mo's also offers delicious appetizers, soups, salads, as well as unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts. Burger Mo's is located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays, or really, anytime at all.
Hi, Matt McNeil here, and I love Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle, which in turn makes me and many others loyal Rudy Luther customers. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, Minnesota. This is David Pakman of The David Pakman Show, where we stand up to the Patriots every weeknight at 8. And you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Doug, Brett, and Hunter on AM 950.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hunter Halls, Eric Nelson.
I never listened to this thing play out.
I know.
Pretty jazzy tune behind it.
Yes, and yes, if you're a fan of me and Eric, check out Mission Accomplishers on YouTube specifically, Mission Accomplishers Radio. But David Pakman, who did our bumper just there, made a fantastic video recently showing exactly how YouTube has manipulated their algorithm just in beginning in June of this year and is no longer suggesting or recommending independent political video content in favor of corporate media instead. So you'll get recommended videos like by CNN, Fox News, just any of the conglomerates, rather than people like David Pakman, us, or even right-wing content creators.
Ever since you mentioned that to me, I have noticed a distinct change in the suggested views for whenever you do a search.
Yeah.
And like, I've never seen Chris Matthews being suggested to me before. And I was yelling all over the place.
It's extremely frustrating because it's like we don't have the platforms to counteract this. It's YouTube was supposed to be something of that. And you could say start your own, like just start your own company. But the problem is with political content, your aim is to influence people and people who might not already believe what you believe. So you want to have access to a large pool of people. If you start changing platforms, then you're just talking to the echo chamber.
Starting your own hosting company for videos.
Incredibly
expensive.
There's
no other competition. It'd be like saying, oh, start your own plumbing company or a water company.
Or start your own rival arena to U.S. Bank Stadium is really what it is.
Yeah, even bigger than that, though.
Yeah, so only Google can control something like YouTube. And incredibly unfortunate that it's going the way of just complete corporate takeover. So I really want the 2020 candidates to talk about breaking up the media conglomerates. There's certain candidates who do have policy plans and ideas about doing that, but it's really not an issue that's getting any focus. And I wonder why, because where would you find out about it? Media. So, yeah. We're going to see the effects of this very soon and just really how we will be stuck in a status quo that just never leads to any sort of progress, and we just keep going through the same loop of same old, same old, same old problems.
Even in instances like Facebook, where people are, you know, outraged about the Rush connection, Rush funding certain sort of products for people's news feeds, there's no, we need something other than Facebook. It's Facebook needs to fix their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're saying you don't replace Facebook, you just make it.
Well, there's not even a call to replace Facebook or offer some sort of alternative. Mm-hmm. It's just Facebook needs to fix whatever they're doing.
Yeah, and Facebook, it is a incredible just platform for what is all there, and there's so much potential in these companies. They're ultimately good if they go the way of their full potential and have some sort of a self-actualization within their just platform, because we can be connected in a positive way unlike any other time in human civilization. And you can get along with people with your very specific interests unlike any other time in history, and you don't have to even be in a major city to connect on some of those obscure things or have like-minded conversations. You can be in the middle of nowhere. So an incredible just tool. And
turns out that's the issue.
Yeah. But then, of course, it can be with how much power they have. And that can be used against us very easily. Well, I think our next caller will have some thoughts on this. Let's go to Mark in Fridley. Mark, how are you doing today?
All righty. I just want to give a shout-out because it's important to give people credit when they do something good. And I want to give a shout-out to the Miami Herald for their extremely prolific investigation into Jeff Epstein, because that is a cesspool that we should be talking about, and trust me, we will. But if not for the efforts of an investigative journalist uncovering that and bringing that back to the forefront, that is an example where media can do their job. And I want to talk because myself being a national security whistleblower, you have to understand what it's like when the media chooses not to pay attention, what it's like when the Department of Justice and the FBI refuses to take your claims seriously. And in reference to the opioid crisis, you have to understand that there were senior officials and investigators and enforcement officers in the FDA who uncovered all of this decades ago and were summarily fired or had their security clearances revoked. And I want to link that and what we should be talking about with the opioid crisis, because basically what we're dealing with are drug dealers in lab coats and Brooke Brothers suits. And right now, the Justice Department and the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are all doing a victory lap for getting a drug dealer, El Chapo Guzman, sentenced to life in prison for 30 years. And he was convicted of being the principal leader of a massive continuing criminal enterprise that was involved in drug-related deaths and hostilities and terrorism. Now, I look at these corporations, and again, we have to look at this mining permit was corrupt from top to bottom, and we should expect Tina Smith to rethink her legislation greenlighting this. We should think about how Boeing Corporation knew that there were massive defects known and understood that they chose not to repair. And when planes started falling out of the sky, they blamed the pilots and then apologized. Ford Motor Company is just recalling millions of cars because they knew of a defect that was going to kill people. The opioid crisis, they knew, was created intentionally as a money-making enterprise. They were drug dealers in lab coats and Brooks Brothers suits. And we have our district or our Justice Department saying that, you know, we need to protect our citizens from the scourge of illicit drugs. We really need to protect our citizens from the scourge of legal drugs and investigate these mass crimes by these criminal corporations that are protected by the U.S. government. And when investigators for the U.S. government investigated and tried to warn senior officials and congresspeople what was really happening, they were terminated and fired.
Absolutely, Mark. And that is a good distinction of how the ruling class can get away with this, how you can have one type of corporate drug dealer that faces no punishments in life. And when they are, it's really you're penalizing pennies of millions, basically. And there's no consequence ever for that type of white-collar criminal in America. And this is related. It's about a police officer, this story, but kind of in America, how we have these hierarchies of certain people are disproportionately punished and have the book thrown at them and are not provided the same opportunities as others. And police officers often get, as we've seen with all these officer shootings that have led to murders of unarmed people, that there is not the same punishments for them as the general public. And
want to see a good example of distinguishing white-collar crime versus blue-collar crime? Look at Jeffrey Epstein's first case with soliciting prostitution from a minor. He was charged with, I think, 18 months of, like, work release.
Yeah, and then that, and as well as that they pay those silencing orders. I forget what they're called, the Stormy Daniels thing. But just money can take care of your legal woes. But a cop was fired for fatally shooting a person in Mesa, Arizona, and he was just rehired so he could get a lifetime pension. So, fired for murdering someone, and then quietly rehired so that nothing ended up happening, and he just faces a cush early retirement.
Imagine if we at the radio station had that easy of a job. I was scared. I had to kill the guy.
Like, it's people should get their pensions and whatnot. Like, I'm not someone who wants to push suffering on others, but when there's classes and groups of people who constantly get preferential treatment, it's frustrating to see it time and time again. And this issue specifically of police murdering unarmed people and then having no accountability, not having their body cameras on, not anything. I'm sick of it, and this is just a blatant example. But let's take a break, and we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
You know what's cool? Summer is cool. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning also thinks it's cool, too. Well, be cool in the summer. That's why Standard is giving you $900 in savings on a ductless unit or air conditioning system now through the end of July. Just imagine having reliable cooling comfort all summer long for years to come. So contact Standard or go to standardheatingdeals.com to learn how you can save $900 on a new AC system. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extreme extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hey Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow from the Bradcast. Heard every weeknight at 7 p.m. We'll be here soon, but don't worry, you're in good hands listening to Hunter and Eric on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. That's me and Eric here today for your Miracle Lays with the Muchachos. And so Mike Gravel, he's a very interesting candidate. He's in his 80s, and he just hit the donation threshold to qualify for the next debate. And he's running a campaign to the left of really all the other candidates in the race and wants to get on the debate stage to try and push the party to the left. And I applaud Mike Gravel and wish him the best in accomplishing his missions.
Do we know how many people have been approved for the second debate now?
No, I don't think they've released who has yet because they're letting it all come in at the deadline. But
this could be another 20-person fiasco.
My point is, 4 years ago today, there was a headline that said Donald Trump is now essentially guaranteed a spot on the debate stage because at that time, Trump started polling number one. But the media still was not taking Trump serious. The media 4 years ago today, so right at the exact same point of where we are in this primary, they were not even considering Trump's candidacy anything but a joke. And
Wall Street Journal wouldn't even put him in the polls.
Yeah, they were shocked that he was going to even appear at the debate stage. Now he's the president. So just keep that in mind with the news of the 2020 race and the primary.
It's still so far away.
Yeah, we are in where Trump wasn't even considered a candidate yet. There was a presumption that we were going to have another Bush presidency. And that was so widely held. I remember everyone saying, it's going to even out. It's things will come back to normal. They never did. They never did.
Just sad Jeb Bush. It'll turn normal eventually.
I love watching a Bush lose, but yes, keep that in mind, folks. Send me an email about my coverage of the opioid epidemic to comment at am950radio.com. Really, I'd appreciate it for my application to the stewardship. Thank you, folks.